Many immigrant victims of domestic violence and physical abuse feel trapped in their relationships. They fear that if they report their significant other to law enforcement agencies, they will wind up being deported. They worry that without their partner, no matter how badly they are mistreated and harmed, there is no path to permanent residence. They're wrong. I'll explain in just a moment. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. There are several potential roads to legalization for immigrants. For immigrant victims of domestic abuse, two paths stand out. First, the Violence Against Women Act. Second, the U Visa program. Let's take a closer look at them. Under the Violence Against Women Act, commonly referred to as VAWA, V-A-W-A, an abused immigrant spouse who suffered battery or extreme cruelty inflicted by a U.S. citizen or permanent resident can file a self-petition without her spouse to seek permanent residency status. Under the U visa, an immigrant who is a victim of a crime, who has suffered substantial physical or mental abuse related to the crime activity, can apply for immigration benefits. Here are a few important differences between the two applications. First, the Violence Against Women Act sets no yearly limits on how many immigrants can win their cases. The U Visa program, on the other hand, is limited to 2 to 10,000 grants per year. Thus, the waiting list for U Visa petitioners to complete the entire process takes much longer. Second, under VAWA, the immigrant must have been married to the abuser and not have been divorced longer than 2 years before applying, except in immigration court cases. The U visa has no such requirement, which means it can be used when the abuser is merely a fiancé or casual companion. Third, under the U visa, which centers on criminal activity, the immigrant must have cooperated with law enforcement to prosecute the abuser. VAWA imposes no such limitation. Fourth, the VAWA self-petition process mandates evidence of the immigrant's good moral character, whereas no such showing is necessary under the U visa. Despite the differences, the two programs are not exclusive. An immigrant who has been subjected to ongoing abuse can seek protection, if they qualify, under both programs. Hopefully you or anyone you know will never need to use these programs. But should such a course of action become necessary, these points will guide you in the right direction. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.